You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey, Cupcake crew, it's Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast. Today is January 4th, 2024, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 1. Oh, my goodness. So, how did you all do with the holidays? I feel like it was a whole hell of a lot of stress for no damn reason. And seems like we no sooner got everything all said and done, like, you know, Thanksgiving was like 15 seconds long, it felt like. And then Christmas, everything happened. We were done by 11. Like, I got over at my sister's house about 10. We had our little breakfast. That was done by like 10:30. By 11, we had already opened our presents and we're like sitting around looking at each other like, okay, now what? And, you know, got a few things that I needed, not necessarily anything that I wanted, but you know what? That's all good. Just means that I will have to take care of all of that on my own throughout the year, or throughout this coming year anyways. Got myself a new pair of Hoka shoes. Excuse me. That was like really awesome because I love Hoka. They're the first pair of like good brand name shoes that I've ever owned. And, I was getting really sad that I wasn't able to wear my older Hoka because they had worn a hole in them and they were starting to cause like that blistering in the back of my foot. And, you know, being diabetic, you sure as hell don't want to have any foot issues or open sores or lesions or any of that other stuff. So I quit wearing those and went back to my old skater shoes. And my God, there's a huge difference in the way that I feel, the way that I walk, the pain level, everything else. I don't know exactly what style of Hoka these are, but I really do like them. And then I got, 3 new t-shirts and some new underwear and, this really cool, wooden incense burner and a bottle of wine and, $50. So, you know, not too horrible. And I bought myself a couple of Christmas presents, of course. I want to get all of the Anne Rice books. I used to have them. I had them all in hardback. And I think that that's going to be my goal this year, is to get the entirety of the Vampire collection in hardback so that I can have that once again. I've really, like, I discovered this website called abebooks.com, which is really freaking awesome and has all kinds of books on there, super cheap. And I started up a Goodreads account, and like inputted all the books that I've read into that account, and I didn't realize I've read as much as I have read. Mainly because I don't hate reading. It's just very difficult for me to read because I have dyslexia, and, as I'm reading something, I might have to reread the same sentence like 5 or 6 times in order for it to stick. I was doing audiobooks for the longest time there, so that's how I got through a lot of the different books that I wanted to read but just couldn't sit down and read. So like Louis L'Amour, I love his books, And so I had a bunch of Louis L'Amour on audiobook, and I would sit there and I would listen to those. So I've gone through probably maybe 15 or 20 of his books via audio tape. And so, yeah, anyways. Oh, man. Also, talking about books and literature and stuff like that, I made the official announcement the other day for the launch of the book website and my author website. So if you want to go check that out, it's cdsthebook.weebly.com. As soon as I get the ability to do so, I will be getting an actual .com for the book. But right now you can go on there and sign up for our email, for the email list. And once I get that established, I'm going to be sending out emails and information about the book and stuff like that. You do not have to worry about spam. I do not spam people. The only spam I like comes in a can. And yeah, so if you want to sign up with that and get all the information from there, you are more than welcome to. You can also look for me on Instagram. It's CDS The Book, and then on Facebook as well. And yeah, so you can just go to like look up Carpe Diem Scroto on Facebook, and Scroto is Scroto, and you should be able to find it. But yeah, so I've really been kicking ass and taking names when it comes to getting the book completed. I want to try to have it completely done by the end of January. So then that way February I can start sending out copies to people for review. And I already have two people on Instagram that are offering to review the book for me. So I'm really excited about that. And the one person who I really connected with and love all of the, like all the books that they have looked over and everything, they're super freaking cheap. So they told me that it would be $20 plus the cost of the book. And then they would do my review, and then they would publish it on Instagram, plus Goodreads, and a few other places. So I told them, I'm like, I am definitely going to be using you. I'm almost done writing the book, but I want to stay in contact with you. And I've looked over your resources that you've provided me with and stuff like that. So, I might be putting it into an ebook format and shooting it off to that person along with my payment. And might do like a $10 now, $10 at the time of completion, or just fully pay them out the full $20 or whatever. But it's exciting that I'm starting to get people wanting to do my book reviews already. And I have a few personal friends and family member that I'm going to give a copy to, and then there's a couple of people that are in the mental health world that I'm going to give a copy to as well, and just see what I can come up with. And take those reviews and those editorial notes that they will put together for me and put that into the final draft of my book and then send it out for publishing. So yeah, I'm really freaking excited about how all of this is coming together. And as much as I'm trying to create a brand just for the book, I am going to be heavily incorporating it with the Hello Cupcake It's Me brand as well, because that's what Hello Cupcake It's Me originally started as a way for me to stay focused and accountable for the for the journeys of my life with my weight loss, my depression, my struggles with like everything. And so you know, I think that it works well. And let me know, as a consumer of my content, do you want me to link the book to the Hello Cupcake It's Me brand, or like just create its own thing? Because, you know, I am going to be talking about it more and more in my YouTube videos, in my social media posts, and so on and so forth. But anyways, yeah. So if you're interested in becoming a reviewer, by all means, please let me know. You can shoot me an email, hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com, and then just put a book reviewer in the subject matter, or you can head on over to CDS the book at our CDS the book .weebly.com and get on the mailing list there. And I'm going to be putting a link to become a reviewer, or apply to become a reviewer, on there very shortly here. So anyways, enough about the book. I have taken a tremendous amount of classes so far. I started doing classes right after Christmas. Like when I got home that night on December 25th, I took my first of many classes that I want to take this year. And in doing so, I learned about this thing called a digital navigator. And just briefly, because I talked about this in the Wednesday update video. But a digital navigator is somebody who helps underprivileged people, or people who are on a fixed income or whatever, get technology, access technology, and learn digital literacy. So I'm thinking what I'm going to be doing with all of that, because I recently just got a certificate in that. It took me like an entire day's worth of sitting there and doing this class, but I got the certificate in that or whatever. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in touch with our local libraries here and see about offering a seniors digital literacy class, and breaking it into two different groups. Like the first class be Android users, the second class being iPhone users, and then bringing them together as a group to show them how to access their medical records, showing them how to access the media on their phone. Like if their grandchildren send them a picture, how to view the picture, how to save the picture, how to take a picture and send another one back to the grandchildren, how to use FaceTime, how to use Facebook Instant Messenger, get them signed up with social media if they don't have a social media account, getting them signed up with email addresses and things like that. So there's a lot of people, especially in the senior citizen demographic, that think that you can only have one email per computer. And so that's something else that I want to, you know, teach them how to do, is how to send your first email, how to look at an email and see if it's a scam. Talk to them about the scamming of AI technologies and the rise of AI technology, and make them aware that, you know, these scams are very real, and companies are not going to call you up and be all like, oh, hey, your social security number is getting canceled if you don't pay us $100,000 or whatever else, you know. Stuff like that just does not exist, does not happen. So I want to make them more aware, and maybe even work with our local police force to see if there's like a cyber crimes division, and maybe get them in on stuff like that, and see if they would like to work with us or work with me directly. And it's not going to be something that I charge for. I'll have a tip jar out or whatever. Like, if you can pay, cool. If not, cool. I mainly just want to be able to get the information out in there, out to the populace. And, you know, living on a fixed income myself, I don't want to, like, tap somebody else on the shoulder and like, hey, you need to give me money or blah, blah, whatever. So, anyways, that's kind of where I'm at with things and thinking about stuff and this, that, and the other thing. But, yeah, you know, got a lot of ideas noodling around, and I still have probably another 10 classes that I want to take that is going to really help me kind of perpetuate moving forward, getting more educated in my mental health stuff and things like that. One of the biggest classes that I'm going to be doing is getting a diploma in mental health faculty, like helping people on a bigger level or whatever else. So, yeah, just few things here and there that I got going on top of writing the book and everything else. Really haven't played my Nintendo Switch in probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. It was before Christmas, I think, the last time that I actually turned it on. And not for any one particular reason. Just because I've been so, like, focused on everything else, and the video games that I have been playing have been on my phone or whatever, and so, yeah, just kind of, like, taking a break from real gaming for casual gaming. So, yeah, but that's everything that's been going on in a nutshell, so... Anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comment section down below. Make sure that you follow me on all the different social medias and check out the links down below as well. And make sure that you head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeItsMe to check out the videos that are uploaded every Wednesday and Saturday. And then go to HelloCupcakeItsMe.com to check out the blog that's updated kind of sporadically right now, but I'm going to be getting back into journaling more, and I'm sorry that I haven't journaled as much as I need to, but yeah, so I hope y'all are doing great, and I love to hear from you. So like I said, questions, comments, concerns, put them in the comment section down below. And I'll talk to you later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.